Joining us now at our studios, we have Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Administrator Ben Martig. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you
I'm
so
really
much.
Grateful. It's like, it's light out.
It's light out and it's fairly warm.
I know.
I mean, relatively speaking, so.
I heard that it hasn't been this warm since Thanksgiving. Today, so.
I'll go with it. Yeah,
there we go. It's time to get out, everybody.
Yeah.
Spring's coming.
Hopefully, it'll melt some of the snow that has been plowed up around the intersections.
Yes.
That you know, the snow gets so deep you can't even see over the top. I've got a white car, so it's like invisible. Let's talk about
to you
night.
Or somebody else.
Somebody else, man. To oncoming traffic. Hopefully, they see me. I honk and flash my lights. And
yes.
It's all good.
Yeah, you need to put something on top of your car or something.
Let's talk about last night's council meeting. First of all, you heard the annual report from the what used to be the NDDC. It is now called something other than the NDDC. Is it the Friends of Downtown?
Yeah.
The Main Street program?
Yeah, the Friends of Downtown Northfield. And so we had the new chair or president. I can't remember what they termed their board, Christopher DeSava. Hopefully I got that right. I had to ask him that last night. And then Reve Needham, city staff person at City Hall. And they both did a really great job just updating the council on the work that they've been doing. And it's a new partnership that I think we've been working on for some time. And just really pleased with the work that they're doing.
All right. What were the highlights of 2022?
Yeah, well, some of the things that they talked about were the stats that they've been collecting over time were that they were able to harness 358 volunteer hours, which are valued at over $10,000. That's pretty significant. About $12,000 in donations and over five new businesses downtown. And they're seeing less than 60% for storefront vacancy, which, as Councillor Peterson White, I think, asked that last night, is that good or is it bad? And if you're looking to move into downtown, it would be nice if there were a little bit more options for folks, or if you need more space, right? It's just not there. So it's both good. Good if you're if things are good. Just gonna say it's good.
There's nothing worse than empty storefronts.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't believe me, go to the Burnsville Mall sometime.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, we are much more vital and
vibrant
than a lot of places are.
Yeah.
So, all right.
And they're doing a lot with their Bridge Square block parties. They're collaborating and sponsoring with Crazy Days Winter Walk, Hispanic Heritage Celebration, Riverwalk Market Fair. So they're just really doing a great job. They've got a full board. They're energized and just really appreciative of their work and the strong connection within City Hall, which I think is just was a great idea.
Let's talk about the open public comments. You had a lot of comments last night from a group of people whose address was pretty common on Lincoln Lane.
Mm-hmm.
There is a idea to put some bike lanes in there, and it's a little bit separate from what we have in a lot of places town. It seems like the populace in that area, judging by the comments last night, they're not really fond of that.
Yeah. Well, any time that we do street projects every year, and every year there are areas or aspects of design or just questions or concerns that come up every year. And so this is one of the things that the council has been deliberating over, I don't know, probably more than a year, maybe 2 years, about a unified design about how people can get around our community safely. Connecting the trail system, connecting our sidewalks, making it safer for pedestrians, bicyclists, people of all ages. And the best way to do that is this, the separated bikeway that has a cement barrier with it. And that is a new design that we're bringing forward with this new street project. And of course, it goes right by the front of people's homes. So naturally, people are asking questions, expressing concerns. They've not seen it done before. And so they're making their voice heard and just really appreciative of, by and large, for the most part, the respectful dialogue and sharing of concerns there that they offer.
So where does that go when you make up the decision to either do it or not do it? You know, you mentioned a unified approach, and it's, you know, we have our neighborhoods are not unified. We have a lot of different types of neighborhoods that have been built in different eras and for different purposes and such. Where's the future of that? Has that been decided yet?
Yeah, so I agree, Jeff. There are different parts of the community are very different. But if you'll see our road structure, right, the design of our roads, people know and understand that when you come to a four-way stop, if there's a stop sign, you're supposed to stop. Stop lights, right? There's unified pieces of design that are throughout our community. And this is something that would be where drivers or pedestrians or bicyclists, or no matter your age, you would know as you go throughout our community, here's the design and here's how you work within it, whether or not you're a pedestrian, bicyclist, or somebody that's in a car or truck or hauling, pulling a semi. You know, I mean, that the unified design is the one aspect of moving people throughout our community for bikes and pedestrians that we don't have. And this is what's moving forward.
I would say add to Jeff with the mayor's comments that although we have different neighborhoods and things are different from one to the next, when we took a look at what might be the best design to integrate across the community, we did find commonality on the kind of the widths and types of streets that came to the conclusion that this type of design best fit Northfield's current design structure to actually implement protected lanes, whether that would be a raised one more like at the sidewalk level, or what we're doing to actually be able to deploy this more quickly across the community is to be able to put the curb, basically a protected curb, in at the street grade to save money so that we don't have to, you know, put in new curb and tear out components too. So the solution was really customized specifically to Northfield. We did look at a few different design solutions, but this was ultimately the one. But to the mayor's point, too, that if we're going to do an integrated system, it's important to hear from the neighborhood, but we're really looking system-wide across the city about what makes sense to connect neighborhoods together.
Transportation was a common theme last night, and just about every agenda item had something to do with transportation. Moving to the regular agenda, there was a resolution to consider supporting driver's license for all campaign, and the state legislature has been picking that up. I think it might have already gone through the House, and still has to pass through the Senate. But explain, you know, just the council's thoughts on this.
So the council was in favor of this. The council passed a resolution in support back in 2019. Favorable comments, I would say, all the way around. It makes sense for people to be able to get safely and legally, right, for them to be able to drive their kids to their medical appointment or sporting events, that no longer their student that's in the high school needs to get out of school to be able to transport their parents, right, to a checkup at the Northfield Hospital. They no longer need to do that. They can drive safely back and forth to work and not have to worry about not having a driver's license. So this just makes sense, and just really appreciative of the comments all the way around the table on it.
And that went 7-0, yes. 7-0 unanimous vote. The rest of the meeting you had, well, the next item was to consider some amendments to the Land Development Code. And it says here, related to neighborhood center floating districts. Yeah. Is that something we have here?
That sounds interesting, doesn't it?
We have floating neighborhoods here? What the?
I like it.
I know, what does that mean? What is that?
Basically, a zoning overlay is basically what it would be. So how it's determined would be at corners where there is an intersection of two streets classified as arterial and or collector. That's where these districts would go. Really what it's intended to do is at these more major street intersections to allow some a level of intensification of development there. So whereas maybe you only allow a single family home to go there in that current state, maybe a small multi-unit complex could go there. So the idea is the busier those streets are, the larger, more collector, the higher the density, which is pretty traditional in zoning theory as far as determining where things can go and fit well in with a neighborhood. So they're looking at being able to allow 4 to 8 apartments and row houses as a use by right in the district. Basically it's just hopefully it benefits sustainability, adds housing potentially, is equitable. Hopefully these are places too where there's good transportation, people can get around in adding to the tax base. I think there was one, the mayor, I think it was one minority vote. She could mention that. I think she offered support, but concerned related that it wasn't a conditional use permit that would have to go through planning commission and council versus just a permitted use. It is new, so I guess we'll learn as we go along, but this is the first reading of that. Actually, a lot of time and technical discussion on this one, so if you want to get in too deep on this, I'd have to probably bring our planner in to go much deeper than that from my standpoint.
And the city council meeting last night will be available online if you'd like to look into that. So be sure to do that if that is something that interests you. So this is the first reading, so there was really no action taken last night.
Okay. No, as with all ordinances, they need to be passed 2 times by the city council, and then there's like a waiting period before they actually take effect.
You had 2 other items on the regular agenda. They both had to deal with counties, Rice County and Dakota County, and they both had to do with roads. Let's start off with the Rice County. Explain that.
Yeah, so every year, just like the city council, right, our counties put together their plans for and timing sequencing of which roads get done when. And so these are just a way for the council to formally communicate back to another governmental entity what our priorities are, and especially where we don't align. And oftentimes our counties are thinking more, and especially when you get out into the rural areas, they're thinking about rural design. But when you get into the city corridors and the neighborhoods and you're trying to move people on bikes, on foot, and within vehicles, sometimes you need different designs. And so this is that opportunity for us to just communicate that back to our county commissioners.
Okay. All right. Is that the case in both of those, or are there any specific items that you were looking at?
I can call it a couple of them. To the mayor's point, too, I would say that I think Northfield's really improved in recent history on this. I think the mayor's brought together key stakeholders related to transportation, including county representatives, to talk about this. And I think we're seeing efforts benefit. We're getting in and being heard earlier and more often. And I think also getting the clear direction annually by the council is helpful on that. But we, you know, Rice County has got most of our projects that we're tracking. And I think the biggest thing is the more dollars they can get in the system, the better. Because I think in general, we would like to see projects happen more quickly than they have been. But we do have Wall Street Road coming up in 24, adding sidewalk and trail connections. Including on the north side of Wall Street out to city limits on some resurfacing that they'll be doing. There's a bridge project in 25 down on Armstrong Road heading down to Dundas that needs to be lengthened to accommodate future reconstruction and also pedestrian and bike improvements. CASA 28 overlay in 2026 for Jefferson Parkway to CASA 42. A number of other ones. I would say the Dakota County side of things, probably the biggest one, just and it ties into the Rice County one, is to eventually have a reconnection of what I call Cedar Avenue, I guess, to be able to do longer term. We're looking at shifting that road connection going north, and it will require coordination both with Rice and Dakota County and the city getting involved in negotiating, probably getting part of that road back as a city road. So it's a complex one to do. It will cost some money. We also know that it's designed. It's got like a rural design, especially as you kind of go along Olaf's property where you see students out running in the highway and there's not much of a shoulder there. Sometimes people go up and go sledding on the hill and there's not much parking. So that area there just needs work. And so the lobbying effort, I think, actually got it back on the Rice County plan where it had slipped off. So by having the mayor and some of our stakeholders weighing in, it helps.
Now, so if I have this right, it would be basically rerouting Cedar Avenue to perhaps a new road that may be meeting up with Highway 19. It would avoid Cedar Avenue or that road to coming through that altogether. It wouldn't be just an improvement of that St. Olaf sledding corner.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. And it's just really interesting because if you don't live here, that Cedar Avenue heading out of Northfield has got multiple names to it.
Yeah. Even if you live here, it's got a
yes.
lot of names.
Yes. I mean, you're jogging here and there, and you're like, am I on the right path?
Is this County Road 23 or Eveliff Avenue or Cedar?
Because I think I might be lost.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. And so these major roadways, right, they should be more clearly marked, better designed, and this one, you know, it's just not evolved yet over time. Way back when, it was probably okay. I think it was built in like 1956 or something like that, like a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's time to update it.
Yeah, so. Cedar Avenue has traffic on there has grown since 1956.
Yeah.
We're talking with Mayor Pownell, City Administrator Marty. One more thing from last night's meeting is that was after the meeting, you had a closed meeting. Understandably, it's closed for a reason, but what can you tell us about it?
Well, we're ongoing discussions on our water plant study and analysis that the council had previously in 2022 given direction to look at a new site for a water plant, and we had two different locations, and we talked about one of them in closed session, which is where the existing water tower is off of Hall Avenue. Acquiring some property out in that area, about 13 acres is what we're looking at. So we, under state law, can go into discussions regarding offers and counteroffers, and that's what we were talking about last night was getting direction on negotiating parameters and dealing with the property owner on that. So we're hopeful that fairly soon we'll be able to come to terms and have some action on our city council agenda.
All right, that's it. We're out of time. Any final comments before we let you go?
Nope, I'm good.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for coming in. Much appreciated. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Administrator Ben Martig here on 95.1 The One.